Brandon Hernandez is set to take over here in T-minus 6 minutes. Then Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, always over-delivers in the information war. Weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central, Harrison Smith knocks it out of the park. All right, I just did an hour plus. I didn't plug. If I don't plug, we won't be here. Plus, if you get Vitamin Mineral Fusion, it really is delicious, healthy, all the vitamins, all the minerals, the amino acids. Our bodies is the strongest turmeric out there. It's amazing. It's back in stock. Our 1,000 milligram organic vitamin C is, you know, one of the top ones out there with the rose hips and the zinc to get it into your cells. It's all there. And that's 40% off, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, T-shirts. It takes money to fight a war. So I need you to make the decision to go get great products. We got the limited edition Trump bulletproof fight, fight, fight shirt. That's shipping out at InfoWarsStore.com. And then we have DrJonesNaturals.com. It's an outside sponsor, my dad's warehouse. A lot of the great supplements you used to be able to get at InfoWars are now only available at DrJonesNaturals.com. All the nano silver products, the toothpaste, the wound gel, the immune gargle, the incredible next level foundational energy that's not a stimulant but has that effect but no letdown. It's pure energy in the cells. It's incredible and also cleans them out. DrJonesNaturals.com. And then there's Rocket Rest. It's a really strong, organic, natural sleep aid. There's Top Brain. That's a great, clean nootropic or brain booster. It's all there at DrJonesNaturals.com. And there's so many, 30 or 40 other, I forget, but it's over 30 other products there on the site. So be sure to get the multivitamin, organic, organic multivitamin. Get the green fiber capsules that are concentrate of the seed sprouts. That's so good for immune system and guts. The immune support, it's all there at drjonesnaturals.com, and that's how we fund this operation. I cannot do it without you. I want to thank sincerely those that have supported us, and I want to encourage the 99-plus percent that share the articles and share the videos and tune in but are still passive and are like, yeah, I'm not going to go to InfoWarsStore.com. I'm not going to go to drjonesnaturals.com. I'm not going to get a book or a film or a T-shirt. I'm not going to. These are great products, X2, X3. These are proprietary forms of iodine that go right into the blood, right into the cells. Even the UN will tell you, you know, that the number one cause of cognitive disability is iodine deficiency. It's essential. Oxygen, you die in 4 minutes. Water, you die in 5 days. Food, you die in about a month without it. What's in food? The vitamins, the minerals. Well, most iodine is bound to other metals or compounds or other elements. You don't fully absorb it. But with the formulas we've got, one is just pure, nascent, deep earth crystal iodine, the purest out there. And then the other is that type with the two other types that some people need for upload to it, to the cells. But X2 and X3 are game-changing. Takes a few weeks for the average person to feel it kick in. We take a few drops a day under the tongue or in water. It is next level. And you can get it from fish, too. The problem is you get the mercury and the other crap that goes along with it. And again, the iodine biologically tends to bound up with other things in the fish. But fish is a great way. A cheap way to get it is if it's real Himalayan salt that's purple or pink and has little flecks in it, that's atomic iodine. That's where we get this, but then concentrated. So, hey, if you don't have the money to buy X2 or X3, hey, just trust me and get rid of the Morton salt or the regular crap that has nothing in it but salt and get real Himalayan salt. And if you've got a deficiency in iodine, most people do, and you're taking some so-called Himalayan salt, most of them aren't real because they're from, you know, super deep earth mines, millions of years old. If you don't, you start using real salt. If you don't feel it in a couple weeks, you didn't get the real one, okay? So I'm just telling you, wherever you get it, in fact, I intend to get and go out to some companies. I've been this forever. I haven't done it. And find and do some testing, the very best Himalayan salt. Then we can private label it and just sell it that way too. Because I love to sell stuff that helps people. I love to, like, bring you something that knocks your socks off, okay? But with our iodine, it is the concentrate of that in the atomic form. We have to have a DEA license with the manufacturer until they put it into the glycerin, natural organic oil. It takes months and months with special machines to mix it and get in there. And then when it hits your cells, baby, you feel it fast. All right, X2, X3, InfoWarsStore.com, all the other great products, Nano Silver, DrJonesNaturals.com. The amazing Drew Hernandez takes over in T-minus 60 seconds. An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com, vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alrighty, InfoWarriors, you are now watching the fourth hour of the one and only Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Good to be with every single one of you guys today. Another day in the InfoWar, and I really do want to tackle this issue of Trump's current campaign and contrasting it to the Harris campaign, which is 100%, in my opinion. I think you could pretty much declare via whistleblowers that I've spoken to multiple news publications that Obama obviously has taken the reins in the Biden administration, but also the Obama machine was not behind the Biden campaign. And I think we are seeing that play out in real time. I think we are watching that every day that goes on. And they're good. And what I mean by that is it's the 08, it's the 2012 Barack Obama campaign machine that knows how to win, that knows how to psyop. It's probably backed by the CIA and intelligence agencies that know how to run psychological operations on the masses. These people are illusionists. They're actual magicians. I mean, just take a look at Kamala Harris now. They've convinced millions of people, or rather, I would say they've activated millions of people with this spark of enthusiasm from the side of the left in the United States of America. For a full-blown mental retard, at least with Joe Biden, you could use the excuse that he's a vegetable and he can't talk because he's old. But with Kamala Harris, she's just simply mentally retarded. She can't talk. She can't speak. She can't think and articulate her thoughts and translate that into words that actually make sense. She's definitely not a policy maker. She is just presented whatever the agenda is, and she signs off on it. She's presented a binder. She has to speak out of the binder. She's going to do a 2-minute press conference before she gets in a motorcade. She's got to speak from the teleprompter. And when she does get off the teleprompter, the matrix glitches a little bit because you could see the full-blown retardation just start to bleed through. However, with all of that said, they are still propping her up like the next Black Messiah, the female version of Barack Obama. And yes, we know she's a fake Black. Her birth certificate literally says her mother is Caucasian and her dad is Jamaican. But that is irrelevant when it comes to the cults, because we're dealing with an actual cult. And just unplug from a religion, unplug from the Democrat or the leftist or the New World Order cult, and just take a look at a religious cult, right? Just take a look at any type of cult that we've seen throughout human history, the followers of that cult. It's virtually impossible to pull them out. It's virtually impossible to get them to see that they have been blinded and that they are following a lie. Some death cults, they take this ideology to their grave. They leave their family. They sacrifice all of their savings and their finances and the savings of their children. They sacrifice all of their relationships. They leave their work. I mean, just look at the Jonestown cult as an example, right? There were family members that were still attempting to travel there to pull their family members out, yet they refused aggressively, violently to the death. And so that's the exact same entity that we're dealing with when it comes to the left, when it comes to Democrats, the Uniparty, the New World Order. It's demonic. In origin, you're a born-again Christian. You understand the Bible. You know exactly what I am saying. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. The real puppet masters are the legions of demons manipulating human beings, whether great or small. And the ultimate puppet master is Satan himself. But God is greater always and forever. However, with that said, I mean, I've really been thinking about this a lot lately. And what I'm about to say, I'm not declaring that Kamala Harris is the Antichrist. So I just want to establish that in the context of everything I'm about to say. I've really been thinking about, and you always think about this as a Christian, and you read the Bible and you come across the last days passages and the Great Tribulation and the rapture and the rise of the beast and the Antichrist and the false prophet. You think to yourself, how could that happen? Like, how could people be so delusional when it's right out in the open? The Bible's made it so clear. Particularly the United States of America has no excuse not to know God, not to know theology. It is abundantly clear. Anybody can walk down the street, go buy a Bible, Barnes and Nobles, and read it for yourself. And nobody's going to hurt you. Nobody's going to stop you. But those days are coming. Or you can go on Amazon, buy a Bible, and no one's going to come after you. But soon they will. So America doesn't have an excuse. I mean, Romans chapter 1 even declares that the creation itself is a testament to mankind. The intricacies and the absolute craftsmanship and detail that goes into the universe that we can't even understand or even scratch the surface of understanding. The Bible says and makes it very clear that that right there renders humanity inexcusable when it comes to, is God real? But then you have the written word of God, and particularly the United States of America, the word of God is not hard to access. We've got podcasts, we've got radio shows, we've got internet church transmissions, millions of broadcasts, millions throughout the airwaves, the word of God, the gospel circulating, especially in the United States of America. But we also have false gospels, right? But what I'm saying is, you kind of sit back and you think, how can that happen? It's so wild to think that when the Antichrist appears, I mean, the Bible does say 1-2 Thessalonians that God is going to send a strong delusion upon the minds of the unbelievers as an act of judgment because they rejected the truth. They rejected the love of the gospel. So that's an entire judgment on mankind and particularly Israel at the time. That's the time of Jacob's trouble. But you think to yourself, I mean, there will be tribulation saints. There will be people that will deny the Antichrist. They will be martyred. They will have their heads cut off. They will be slain, the tribulation saints, right? But that's a gamble. That's rolling the dice, man. Not everybody may have the mindset. And I usually tell a lot of young people this as well, because they'll be like, oh, well, I'll just come to Jesus in the tribulation, man. There's going to be tribulation saints, right? So when I see that, well, I'll just give my life to Jesus then. Well, A, you don't know if you're going to live to see that, and you might die. And if you die without Jesus, you are going to perish in eternal suffering forever without God. But because God will send a strong delusion at that time, you're rolling the dice. You're playing games with God, because it is not a guarantee. Because if your heart is so hardened now to reject the gospel and reject Christ, what makes you think when the Antichrist rises and God sends a strong delusion that somehow your mind is going to be opened? Maybe. I don't know. It's not dependent on your ability to resist deceit. Because if it were, you'd be doing it now, accepting the gospel. And so the point is you're really rolling the dice if that's your mindset and your thinking. But it'll be so out in the open. The Bible is, it's the deception is going to be on such a wild level that I can't even comprehend. You look at 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, the Antichrist is going to be performing lying wonders. What that means in the Greek, when you read the Bible, that means miraculous false signs, these false miracles. Literal miracles that deny our laws of physics, our laws of gravity, laws of aerodynamics, everything we know about the universe. When the Antichrist comes, he will be performing miracles, and they're all empowered by Satan, and the world will look at him and say, this guy must be God. That's what Antichrist means. A false Messiah, false Christ. Christ is God in human flesh. This man will claim to be God in human flesh, okay? And he will be accompanied. It's a counterfeit Jesus, right? What accompanied the Messiah when he first came? That was foretold by the prophets in the Old Testament, that he would perform miracles, right? The blind would be able to see, and the deaf would be able to hear, and the dead would rise from the grave. And Jesus performed all of those miracles, but it was God himself. The counterfeit of that will be the Antichrist, but it'll be an empowerment of Satan. I try to wrap your mind around that. I can't. It's crazy. Like, it's, I don't know. But then it brings me to Kamala Harris. And I'm not, again, okay, I'm not saying Kamala Harris is the Antichrist. However, I will say 2,000 years ago, the Bible declared that the spirit of the Antichrist is already in operation throughout humanity. The Bible even goes as far to say that this entire world is swayed by the wicked one. That means it's under the influence of Satan, and people don't even know it. So it brings me to Kamala Harris, because I look at this campaign and I am just not shocked, but I am just kind of taken back, and it's like a sobering reminder. And when the Bible says to be sober-minded in the New Testament, it's particularly talking about making sure you are clear-minded, right? You are focused on mission, God's word, you are constantly conscious of, right? It's a really sobering reality when I sit back and I see what is happening with Kamala Harris. And because Kamala Harris is retarded, right? Like, because Kamala Harris is a low IQ, DEI hire, she's the short bus VP, she's the diversity hire in chief, she's a total full-blown mental retard. How the hell has she overnight become this so-called most famous person on planet Earth out of nowhere? And it's working. And it's working. It's not working on you or me or any of the info warriors or people that watch me on my own show or anybody out there that's actually red-pilled. But it is working on millions of NPCs out there. And that's what it's designed to do. And I've been saying this for the past, what, month? How long has it been since she's been activated? She's been anointed. I've been saying it's not that you should not underestimate Kamala Harris. It's that you should not underestimate the machine behind Kamala Harris, because the machine behind Kamala Harris, and we know that the Obama campaign masters of 08 and 2012 have been activated for her campaign. And I think that's a serious threat. I do. And I think if you underestimate that, you're probably complacent. And you probably think that they're not as effective as they really are and can be. Because if you sleep on your enemy, if you underestimate your enemy, I'm the type of individual that never underestimates anybody or anything. I don't care how dumb it is. I don't care how stupid it is. Because the moment you become complacent and the moment you take your eyes off of a potential opponent, well, that's when they sneak up from behind you, put a gun behind your head, and blow your brains out, right? That's just me. That's how I live my life. Okay. But so I look at this campaign and from a spiritual perspective, I see, you know, millions of people activated overnight, especially over what the substance is. Kamala Harris has no policy. She doesn't need to put it on her website. Nobody cares. Nobody on the left cares, because their tactic is to make an emotional connection with their voters. That's why everything looks like a Hollywood produced event. Everything's emotional. It's just a bunch of sound bites. Hoorah. Tim Walz is like a gay homo cheerleader. Seriously. Tim Walz is a straight up, in my opinion, he's like a homosexual male cheerleader, dude. Guy's always like, yay, yay. Would it give us a K? Yeah, give us an A. Yeah, give us an M. Oh, yeah. Give us an ALA. Yeah, 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 yeah. Like, he's always with the hands. Super gay, super homo vibes, right? He's just, Tim Walz is just a gay homo male cheerleader for Kamala Harris. And then all of the disaster and the evil behind that guy, right? Straight up, making it easier for pedophiles to hide behind saying, well, I'm sexually attracted to children. That's my sexual orientation. There's a lot. There's a lot there. Don't even get me started on the infanticide. But it's a death cult. That's who they are. That's why he was selected. Tim Walz is dangerous. That's another conversation. But the fact that, you know, from a spiritual perspective, I see millions of people, and that's what they do. It's these this little Kamala PSYOP that's been manufactured and that's been running for the past couple weeks. It's meant to give the appearance of a national rejuvenation of Democrat leftist support for the ticket, right? It's meant to give this appearance of a nationwide resurgency of the Democrat Party back in the race, right? Especially after Trump dominating for what? Since he announced his reelection campaign. It's not hard to run against Joe Biden. It's really not. And I've said this many times here on this show. I think I said it here the very first time. I said, dude, just running against Joe Biden, all you got to do is stand next to him. That's it. Just let him collapse himself. Just let him talk. And it's been a disaster. That's why Democrats, they're going back to their playbook. It's the basement strategy, right? Just keep him in the basement. Don't let him talk to media. Don't let him do press conferences. If they do speak publicly, you speak directly off the teleprompter, or you read the damn binder, or you read right off of your little cue cards, and that's it. I can assure you that Barack Obama probably instructed Kamala Harris directly, we are going to do this, but we're only going to do this if you are 100% obedient to everything I say and we say, no questions asked. Because you cannot do this on your own. You need us to do this for you. She probably agreed. If it meant that she would be the first black girl president ever. That's all these people care about, right? They know their audience, they know their base, and they know how to psychologically manipulate them. And they're great at it. They're masters at it. And you shall not underestimate it. And this will bring me to my point about the current state of the Trump campaign. I'll get there. But Kamala Harris being propped up like this, it really does remind me of how powerful the kingdom of darkness truly is and how quickly they could just whip anything up, just out of thin air. These people are illusionists. And we've seen multiple rallies now, right? We've seen her in Vegas, Arizona, swing states. And yes, they're packing out arenas. But it got to the point where they have to cover the top floors. I pointed this out and went viral when they were in Glendale, Arizona, that they started putting up curtains on the top floors. Thousands of seats. Still a lot of people in there. But the point is that these people are magicians. They have tricks. And that's meant to trigger a national enthusiasm. And to an extent, it's worked. You look at the polls. I don't really care for the polls. I don't trust the polls. But they use them as propaganda. You look at the, was it Polymarket? You look at the betting markets, right? Kamala skyrocketing. Well, who's really making those bets, right? It reminds me a lot. It's very reminiscent of 2016. I think I don't remember who published it, but it was like days before the election. I'm pretty sure someone could find it. It was like Hillary had some, it was like 96% chance to win the presidency. And then Trump was like between 4-2. It was something so insane. I remember seeing that in 2016. And I just want to remind people out there, I really do want to remind you, if you did go through the 2016 election, it was very demoralizing. If you remember, Trump had momentum, but everything that came out was Hillary is dominating. Trump has like a 1% chance. He's totally unpop. It was just like propaganda, propaganda, propaganda. Trump was like set up to be the biggest failure of all time. And we all know that created the biggest failure of all time of Hillary Clinton. I don't think they put in the rigging system at that time. I think they actually thought they had it in the bag because they convinced themselves that Trump didn't have a shot. That's happening to an extent now, but I would say that they're more advanced. We're going to be dealing with the riggers on top of this PSYOP. Pennsylvania has already motioned to that. I think it was last week. It just came out on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. Like, hey, citizens of Pennsylvania, just letting you guys know, you won't always get the results on election night from your elections. Just want to make that clear. Oh, and by the way, they literally said this. Oh, and by the way, just because you get election results that change a few days after than which they were on election night, that's not evidence of election rigging. Wow, that's definitely not like predictive programming. That's definitely not preliminary to PSYOP millions of people to get ready to accept the result that they give you. They're already in place. I got a theory on that as well. Maybe I'll share it with you guys when we come back from the break. But I think it's abundantly clear that what they're doing is working to an extent on their people. The big question is it working on independents and moderates? That's the big question here. Because I think that this election will come down to that. And also, we're facing the riggers. We're facing the machines, the millions of illegal aliens. And there has been some progress of election integrity. The big question is, has it and will it be enough? That's the big question. And is this Kamala PSYOP working on independent in moderate voters? That's the question I'm asking myself right now. It's always going to work on their base, right? And another question is, will it work on the pro-Palestine crowd? You guys saw what happened. Was it last night in New York, I believe? They crashed Harris Walz's campaign dinner. Little preview to what's going to happen in Chicago next week. And this brings me to the Trump campaign. Because we're dealing with something here, and it's changed. This is not the Biden campaign machine. It's different. When we come back from the break, don't go anywhere. I'll explain all of this. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings. Amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, And the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-carat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-carat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, that still gets taxpayer money, they'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10, and you make a $100 donation, and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars limited edition proprietary 24-carat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Alrighty, we are back. You are now watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Before we continue on, I want to invite you guys to follow me on Rumble. I host Drew Hernandez Live Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. Just go to rumble.com/Drew Hernandez or just search Drew Hernandez in the search bar. I'm the only verified Drew Hernandez with the green tick. And also follow me on X at Drew H Live. I'm constantly posting breaking news all day, having fun over there. So follow me on X at Drew H Live and make sure to follow at Real Alex Jones at InfoWars X, sharing the transmission, band.video, InfoWars.com. Sharing the links, as always, we appreciate all of you. So this brings me to the Trump campaign. Everything that I just talked about with the Kamala PSYOP has changed the race. It's not the Joe Biden campaign anymore. And it's not even the Kamala Harris campaign. It's the Obama 08-2012 campaign that knows how to win. It's like the 96 Chicago Bulls, okay? And they're good. They know how to win. They know how to manipulate, and they can achieve it instantaneously. And they don't have to prove that. You don't have to question as to whether they can actually do that. I think they've proven that time after time after time after time after time. And it's impressive to see what they've done with Kamala Harris in such a short amount of time. And before the break, I mentioned one of the questions I'm asking myself is, you know, the PSYOP's not working on you or I. It's working on their people. But the big question is, will it work on independents and moderates? And also, is it going to work on the pro-Palestine crowd? And Kamala Harris and Joe Biden had a joint event today. And pro-Palestine protesters crashed the event. And Sleepy Joe literally froze. Looked like a deer in headlights. I just posted it on my X account right now during the break, but it's going viral everywhere. Joe Biden just freezes and Kamala doesn't know what to say. She's been confronted already. There have been hecklers at her rallies already. And every single time she doesn't know how to respond. She doesn't know how to talk. When it's like a controlled environment, they still won't trust her to talk. And definitely when there's like a curveball thrown at her, that's what they cannot have happen right now. And so they're definitely successfully propping her up. They've even come out and admitted, her own allies, Democrats, have admitted that, you know, we got to keep her off. This has already come out in the news. We got to keep her off from doing press runs, away from the media, doing one-on-one interviews, because it's probably best that, you know, she does that, because Republicans might use anything against her. They've even gone as far to say in the media that, well, where is it written anywhere that a that someone running for president has to talk to the media? Yeah. Yeah, we're like every day that goes by, we're just getting closer and closer to a, like a straight up dictatorship. And there it is right there. Joey just freezes. You guys got audio on that? Play it. Play it. Look at this. Joey freezes. Now look at Kamala as well. Doesn't know what to say. No response. They don't have a response. That's why. They don't have a response. That's a huge problem. Because if you remember in the primaries, there was something called the uncommitted vote. Tens of thousands of people that want a ceasefire in Gaza, that are pro-Palestine, that do have the power to affect elections. They do have the power to affect elections. And I will tell you one thing, they are going to pull up in Chicago at the DNC next week. And it is going to be very interesting, because if they don't respond accordingly, this could cost them the election in a free and fair election scenario, right? But with that said, the Trump campaign right now is in a very interesting state. There were rumors swirling around last night that Trump is considering firing Chris LaCivita, Susan Wiles, heads of his campaign in 2024 right now, senior leadership, apparently because he's not happy with the way things are going. That's what's being reported. And then also simultaneously, you have the Groyper War II going on right now, calling for the Trump campaign to return to its 2016 roots. I've been going public on my own show, my own platform. I have my own views on this. I do believe that Trump's campaign needs to reform. And if that means people being fired and removed that are not willing to adapt, it needs to happen. And it needs to happen quick. Now, people may disagree with me on this, but one thing I will tell you is that yesterday, Trump in North Carolina, I really do think he tested a few things during his speech, because I saw some 2016 Trump in there. And reports, I mean, Susan Wiles, that's on the Trump campaign, literally doesn't like Trump's conduct. Doesn't like his conduct. She went on to say, like, she kind of cringes, doesn't approve of it whenever he does something she doesn't like, that she thinks is inappropriate. Chris LaCivita as well mocked Trump in 2016, working alongside the Jeb Bush machine. Didn't take him serious as a candidate. How are these people getting so close to Trump is the question. These are facts. Chris LaCivita even liked a post on Twitter that was calling for Trump to be removed via the 25th Amendment on January 6th. Around that time. And what I find interesting is that there have been a lot of calls. It's not just the Groypers. It's a lot of people like myself, just totally independent. There are a lot of Trump supporters out there, mainly younger ones coming out and saying the campaign needs to adapt. And listen, Trump and Elon Musk collabing on X Spaces, huge. Over a billion views, huge. Why Trump is not posting by the hour on X, I do not know. I think he put out a post today of, Tucker Carlson project, right? But all we got were some campaign ads leading up to the X space with Elon Musk. It was huge, a billion views, just totally broke the internet. DDoS attack, right? And they're slandering that, saying he had a slur because they use that, right? They use people's ignorance that don't understand that X Spaces really does have a low quality audio. Emphasizes the S's and the B's and the P's, right? But I have been watching the Trump campaign, and listen, I love Trump. I've been a Trump supporter since 2016. I have lost friendships. I've had the feds go contact my family members and friends at airports over this kind of stuff. Literally designated as a right-wing domestic terrorist. And so, you know, what I've been watching with Trump is I think it's pretty clear they've been trying to make him into some kind of moderate, really trying to tone down that 2016 Trump brawler. But I did see that yesterday. I saw that 2016 Trump yesterday in North Carolina, and we need that energy. Cause you want to know how you combat this Obama 2012, 2008 machine behind Kamala Harris. You let that 2016 Trump loose. The whole idea right now is, well, we need to appeal to moderates. This is how they think. We need to appeal to moderates. We need to appeal to independents, right? And Trump's base is always going to be loyal, especially white voters, white Republican voters. They will always be there. They will always be loyal. Is that true? Will they always be there? What happens when you stop listening to them and you start throwing them overboard and start appealing to every other demographic to try to not look like a racist, right? I think you become more and more like the left that you claim to be fighting against. But you take a look at the current landscape, and if that's the argument, I've been saying this for months now, if that's the argument, you're trying to appeal to moderates, you're trying to appeal to independents, sir, President Trump, independence doesn't always mean slightly left-leaning types of people. There are millions of independents out there that are Christians, that are more right-leaning. Because I will tell you one thing right now, I'm one of them. I don't like Republicans. I don't like Democrats. The only reason I register as a Republican, and I've said this publicly thousands of times, is so I could vote for Trump in the primaries, because I think he is subverting the Republican Party. But I'm independent. I identify as fully independent, and I am the furthest thing from left-leaning. And I know there are millions of other younger people out there. You know who you are. There are millions of other younger people out there that identify as independent and that are more right-leaning. You are rejecting them at the same time by catering to left-leaning type of things, like toning down your message, your pro-life position. Toning down your views on illegal immigration, making it sound acceptable, not crazy, right? And I'm telling you, what I saw yesterday in North Carolina, Trump just coming out like a brawler. These people are rapists. He was going off, dude. Kamala Harris is stupid. These are stupid people. They're raping our women. They're raping our children. This Trump was just going off. I'm like, where was this for the past 2 years? Where was this? I'm tired with the little snake poem. You know what I mean? The drill, drill, baby, drill thing is fun and cute, whatever. But these same speeches, we need an update. And I say this, listen, not because I hate Trump. I say this because I know that Donald Trump, straight 2016 vintage campaign Trump, has that. And I believe that that's being suppressed by Susan Wiles, Chris LaCivita, and anybody else within the campaign that's trying to make him appear more presidential. Because you need to appeal to moderates and independents out there. What do you think Trump did in 2016 to begin with? The outsider that was brawling with establishment Republicans. The outsider that was brawling with establishment Democrats. The outsider that was brawling with globalists, brawling with the deep state. And he's been dealing with them ever since. But in terms of campaigning, I liked what I saw yesterday. It was different. It was an update. It wasn't just the same old pre-written speech. It's like just showing up to a rally and Trump playing replay or like reruns. But yesterday was great. And I think that energy needs to continue. And I definitely think Trump needs to be posting on X every single day. Why he's not, I don't know why. I think that's a massive failure, a huge failure. You're talking about billions of impressions a month. You compare this election cycle to the last one. Everyone was suppressed on Twitter. Mass censorship. They took President Trump off of Twitter. Now Elon Musk buys it out, $44 billion, frees the birds. And you could say, you could like, bro, Trump tweeting, that was part of the 2016 campaign. Mean tweets. Every morning you woke up to Trump, what? Setting the news cycle every day. Bro's up at like 4 a.m. just going off. And it becomes the news cycle. CNN, he gives them all something to talk about. That's called putting your opponent on defense. And you are on offense. What I've seen from the Trump campaign is just constant defense. But after the Elon Musk in the Trump space, I saw them put on defense again, the left. And I don't have an answer. A lot of people will come out and say, well, he's got a contract with Truth Social. Okay. That's not going to mean anything if we're about to lose the Republic and turn into this pedophile globalist New World Order utopia that they have for all of us. We're not going to be in breadlines. Venezuela has it better than what we're going to have. They got breadlines. At least they have the opportunity to maybe get bread. We're going to be owning nothing. Told to be happy, eating bugs like freaking peasants, below peasants. Screw Truth Social and your contract. The fate of the Republic is on the line. That's just me, man. That's my opinion. That's me. And again, I love Trump. And I want to see the man succeed because I watched him succeed in 2016. I watched them steal the election from him in 2020. And I think like this moderate Trump, I mean, they literally, in my opinion, just an open public criticism. Why did the Trump campaign of 2024 drop the ball on literally capitalizing and milking? Okay, people may not like to hear me use this word, but I think it needs to be said. Why did they not brand his entire campaign from July 13th and the failed deep state assassination attempt that he survived? How did they drop that ball and they did not brand the campaign surrounded around that on top of all of the policy and political attacks on Kamala Harris, holding her accountable for her nightmare, right? Why they didn't do that, I don't know. I have no idea. I cannot think of anything. Just hand anything better, just hand it to you on a golden platter. Your candidate survived an assassination attempt and your entire campaign, like you don't, right now, Trump's campaign should be like Trump 2024, either we win or die. Trump, Donald J. Trump for president, America's martyr. They tried to kill me. They tried to murder me. At least just blame it on the deep state. instead of trying to, you know, constantly, oh, the Secret Service, they're great. Oh, yeah, the FBI investigation, it's going great. It's going great. These people tried to kill you. Well, you can't piss off the people that are, this is all I've been hearing from Trump supporters in my comment sections everywhere. Well, you can't piss off the people that are like designated to protect you. They're going to try to kill you anyways. Doesn't matter. This is life or death. I'll put it to you this way. Secret Service whistleblowers contact Josh Hawley, Senator Josh Hawley, and they are saying this will happen again soon if the Secret Service from within doesn't change. And he even went on to say this, a Secret Service whistleblower came out and said, this will happen before November if things don't change. They're saying it, not me. I'm saying it, yes. But if you need someone with the authority, the Secret Service is saying this from within. And for God's sake, it comes out today that yesterday at Trump's event in North Carolina, there's a female Secret Service agent that leaves her post to go breastfeed her baby. So what is going on? What the hell is going on with this campaign? What is going on? And listen, I'm really going hard on the campaign. Listen, because I love Trump and I don't want to wake up one day. I don't want to be watching a Trump rally one day and watch that man's head explode in front of the whole world. That's why I'm saying this. Listen, it even came out, these Secret Service whistleblowers, they all came out and they said, well, the director, the Secret Service director, which is a female, that was in charge of Trump's J-13 Butler, Pennsylvania rally, the Trump campaign has had serious concerns with them in the past because there have been a lot of very, very questionable things happening. Failures. They call her incompetent. Say she's not capable of doing her job. And you still, these. It's just like, dude, I don't even know what to say anymore, dude. I don't know what to say. You have female Secret Service agents milking their baby. I mean, they're literally breastfeeding their babies. While Trump is speaking on stage, I don't even know, you know, like, what does this campaign know? The campaign has had concerns about the Secret Service detail, and yet they're still letting him take the stage on J-13. Listen, man, I am just an American citizen watching this concerned because I love Trump. I love this campaign, definitely the 2016 campaign, and I want to see it updated because everything I just said about Kamala Harris, the race has changed. It's completely changed. You're no longer running against Biden. Now, I don't know if Trump's campaign was ready for that. Maybe they were ready for a possible switch out between Joe Biden and Kamala with the same weak machine behind Kamala, but that's not what they got. No, the machine behind Kamala now is not the machine that was behind Joe Biden. It is a totally different race now. I think President Trump knows this. He's not stupid. I refuse to believe that. Not because like you're in the MAGA cult. No, Trump is a very high IQ, intelligent individual. And news came out this morning for all of these, you know, Trump supporters that want to live in La La Land out there. Like, why are you being so divisive, man? What are you criticizing the campaign for, man? What's wrong with you? What? You're not really MAGA. What? They're just total retards. It's like, dude, no. When things need to be addressed, they need to be said. Because we are, what, 82, 81? Where are we at? 82 days out from the fate of America being determined. And there are a lot of Trump supporters that are concerned about the state of the campaign right now. Well, news came out this morning that Trump has hired one of his OG 2016 campaign managers, Corey Lewandowski. Trump's listening. Trump is listening. And I'm glad he's listening. Because I do believe, oh, and by the way, it's been reported that he has been recruited to advise some of Trump's senior campaign advisors now. It's just like, listen, man, this isn't about trying to take down Trump. This is about attempting to improve our president. Because he clearly has some kind of rhinos around him. How they got there, I don't know. I have no idea. But one thing I do know is that I'm glad to see that Trump is listening. And people may disagree with me on this, but the fact that Trump has brought on a 2016 OG campaign manager to advise the current campaign sounds good to me. Sounds pretty damn good to me. Because what I don't want to see is A, Trump assassinated and his brains blown out in front of the entire world. What I don't want to see is B, President Trump fail when I know that there is a Trump, there is a campaign Trump that was a total monster in 2016 and he's still there. The other side fears that Trump. You don't want a moderate Trump. It's not what we want. The independents and the moderates out there, how do you think you won 2016? All of these independents, people that hate Republicans. We don't like Republicans. We don't like the establishment. You guys remember that 2016? It's political revolution that exploded. We don't like Republicans. We don't trust them. We don't trust any of them. You all have your lobbyists. You're all bought and paid for. Democrats are obviously psychos. Look at Obama. We want the outsider. That's what appealed to millions of Americans in 2016. And that needs to be activated now. And I saw that yesterday in North Carolina. So I predict, I think Trump is going to have a press conference in about 30 minutes. And his upcoming rally on Saturday, I think he's in Pennsylvania, not Butler, somewhere else in Pennsylvania. I predict we're going to see, we saw it a little bit yesterday in North Carolina. I predict we're going to see the volume turned up. I think we're going to see the volume turned up. And you want to know something? Good. Great. Because that's what we need. Because the other side is backed by Obama. And they're psyoping millions of people. That's what Trump is up against. And Trump will be the one to slay that dragon, not these campaign managers. All right, guys, the War Room is up next. Follow me on X, @DrewHLife. I'll see you guys on the next one.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime. But of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
Networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. @RealAlexJones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.